My mum went through a lot of stuff at my age, like stuff with her family, and she was like kicked out and she was like homeless at a young age. Growing up, obviously, she didn't really look after me as much as she should have, and I became quite ill, and it was more me looking after her than her looking after me. I have been to a lot of placements for the time that I've been in care, and there's, you can tell the people that treat it like a job, like the difference. Like, it doesn't matter if you have that child for a week, 2 days or years, you still, that child's been through so much. I know personally there was a lot of placements I went to and I felt like I didn't want to be there, and they didn't want me to be there. But I'd been through enough to come to a home where I thought this is my second chance, and then I was made to feel isolated and not loved. I had nits at one point, and they like cut my hair off, and it was really short. And as a girl, as anybody, that's just sexist, but as a girl, I felt really, they took away like my identity. I just felt horrible, like, mm-hmm. I didn't want to come to some, like, I was mistreated by my own family, and then when you come to somebody else and they're just like, I mean, they weren't bad people, I just think they didn't really think about what they were doing. It wasn't any compassion, it was just bed, toast, there you go. But I was only there for a couple of months, and then when I got here, it was just love. That's the only way I can explain it, love. And there was like food on the table, and obviously from my past I didn't get a lot of food, and it sounds like the stupidest little thing. I went up to my room and there was a toothbrush lying next to my bed, and my bed was all white sheets, and it was just, I felt like they tried, that it wasn't rushed, it was planned, they knew I was coming, I felt wanted. That's the main thing when you're in care, you just want to be loved and wanted. I got a feeling about this place, I knew I was going to be here for a long while. My dad left, my foster dad left when I was in first year, I think, and I kind of bottled up that emotion for a long time. And then it just kind of turned into me taking my anger out on myself, people around me, like kind of isolating myself, because like I didn't want to like hurt anybody. And that's kind of how Including came in the story. I didn't even know like what Including was, though, and that's the thing that kind of not angers me, but it is such a good service for like people. It helped me a lot. Like, I've never been a quiet person. It was just that time in my life I didn't know how to get my anger out or my frustration. And I don't know. Social workers that I've had previously in the past, and I always use this, know you as a piece of paper, and they don't get to build that relationship with you, and it's, especially children in care that have been through a lot and like have like attachment issues, and they don't like opening up to people. You kind of feel like, oh, they're getting paid for this and this is their job, so why should I open up to them? They're just going to leave me like everybody else. But sometimes it's like when you see somebody face to face and you're telling them about the pain, like they're feeling that with you, because everybody's human. Sometimes when you're in that rut and you've been through that struggle, you choose to make it the way you want it. Like, you can take that pain and do good with it, or you can turn into the person you said you weren't going to. And I always say that even though my mum and I don't have any really contact now, I want to make her proud, because my mum never had a life, and everybody has dreams and aspirations, and she never got to fulfil them because of the struggle she went through. She never had that inner strength that I found somehow.